Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
Today, we're cutting through all the clutter of cute patterns and, you know, the aggressive marketing to give you the essential non-negotiable facts about keeping your baby safe and snug while they sleep.
That's exactly right. So many parents feel completely overwhelmed by the sheer number of baby bedding choices. Our mission in this deep dive is really to act as your expert guides. We're extracting the absolute critical nuggets of knowledge from Pitcott's best-selling ebook guides, you know, the ones that are ruthlessly focused on safety above everything else. We want to make sure you, the new parent, walk away from this feeling confident, not confused.
Okay, let's unpack this then. When choosing baby bedding, the Pitcott sources emphasize that safety and comfort must always, without exception, come before style. We're aiming for practical, safe solutions that reduce anxiety and, well, maximize those precious moments of rest.
We begin with a philosophy of radical simplicity. When you're dealing with a newborn, every single decision just needs to be streamlined. This is all about establishing a sleep environment that minimizes hazards while maximizing breathability.
All right, let's start by deconstructing the crib. Let's talk about the most common pitfalls you see in modern cribs, because the aesthetics, you know, they often trick us into thinking certain things are necessities. Top of the list for me has to be the traditional crib bumper. Why do the sources recommend skipping them entirely?
This is a huge area of risk reduction. Traditional fluffy crib bumpers, while they look appealing and seem to prevent a baby from bumping their head, are a major concern. They pose a suffocation hazard if they aren't tightly secured, but more critically, they interfere with proper airflow.
Airflow, yeah.
Yes, and that can create a pocket for the rebreathing of carbon dioxide.
Wait, rebreathing carbon dioxide? Can you explain that mechanism? Because that sounds terrifying and really fundamental to understanding the risk here.
Absolutely. So when a baby sleeps, especially if they roll slightly into a soft, non-breathable surface like a padded bumper,
right,
the CO2 they exhale gets trapped right there near their face. So instead of breathing in fresh, oxygenated air, they are effectively rebreathing their own expelled carbon dioxide.
Wow.
The Pitcott guides really stress that an open, airy crib environment is essential. It allows that expelled air to dissipate immediately.
That immediately shifts them from a cute accessory to a genuine no. So if parents are worried about their baby's arms or legs getting wedged in the slats, which is a common concern, what are the safe alternatives that the sources suggest?
The alternative is all about moving towards breathable materials. We're talking about breathable mesh liners or maybe soft crib rail covers.
I know.
These offer protection against bumps or even teething on the wood rails, but because of their structure, they do not trap air. They don't create that localized risk zone for CO2 buildup.
So safety requires uncompromising airflow.
That's the bottom line.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting and where we have to be absolutely firm with new parents, maybe even more with grandparents or gift givers, the absolute pillow ban. The source material is just unequivocally clear on this point.
Non-negotiable is the perfect word for it. For infants, pillows, any pillows, are a major safety hazard. They can block a baby's airway, and equally important, they interfere with the crucial neck and spinal support required for a developing infant.
So they shouldn't be elevated at all?
Not at all. Babies must sleep on a flat, firm surface. They don't need that elevation or cushioning under their head. In fact, it can actually strain their neck.
So the foundation of the crib becomes the single most important safety feature. We need a flat, firm mattress. What does firm actually mean in practical terms when you're out shopping?
Well, the Pitcott sources define a firm mattress as one that does not significantly indent when the baby is placed on it. If you press down on it with your hand, it should bounce back immediately with just minimal sinkage. That firmness is key to supporting a safe sleeping position and preventing the baby from sinking too deeply.
And fitting snugly inside the crib is just as critical, right? No gaps.
Absolutely vital.
Mm-hmm.
A mattress that doesn't fit snugly, leaving even a small gap around the edges, creates a very serious entrapment hazard. An infant could potentially roll into that gap, leading to suffocation.
And the sheet.
The crib sheet is your last line of defense. It must be a fitted sheet that hugs the mattress tightly. No loose corners, no wrinkles, no bunching up. That firmness has to be maintained by the sheet.
So that covers the hard surfaces. The final rule for this section is to keep the crib free from all the extras. No toys, no stuffed animals, no heavy blankets, and definitely no pillows.
A bare crib is a safe crib.
That simplicity is so powerful. Okay, let's move into section two, layering smarter, especially since we're ditching all those traditional fluffy top blankets.
Right. So when it comes to layering and ensuring warmth without the risk, we need to focus exclusively on light and breathable materials. PickCot highlights natural cotton as a real winner here because it's so highly breathable. The goal is always cozy, not toasty.
Why is overheating such a critical and avoidable issue? I mean, my instinct as a new parent is to layer them up so they don't get cold.
That's a common and totally understandable instinct, but overheating is a known risk factor for S-Guides, an infant's body temperature regulation system. It's just not as mature as in adults. If they become too hot, they can become lethargic and less likely to rouse themselves if they encounter any breathing difficulties.
How do you check?
The PickCot guides stress that if the back of your baby's neck feels damp or sweaty, they're definitely too warm. We recommend keeping the room temperature in a comfortable range, usually between 68 and 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
So the temperature control should come from the room and the clothing, not a heavy blanket. That transitions us to the sheets. Many parents default to using a fitted sheet and a top sheet, but the PickCot sources offer a simple, powerful piece of advice here.
The advice is crystal clear. Skip the top sheet entirely.
Seriously. Not only does it add an unnecessary layer that can contribute to overheating, but it almost always ends up bunched up around the baby, creating potential loose fabric risks. Removing it is an instant win for simplicity and for safety.
But the real genius tip, the aha moment that I wish someone had shared with me at 3 a.m., is the layered sheet protector hack. It's detailed in the PickCot guides, and it is just practical gold.
It absolutely is. This hack minimizes the disruption during those intense nighttime changes. The idea is brilliant. You layer a sheet protector, you know, the waterproof pad, between two fitted sheets. So you have a sequence. Fitted sheet one, waterproof protector, fitted sheet two, and then finally the mattress.
And the beauty of that arrangement is that when the inevitable accident happens,
you just pull off the top-soiled fitted sheet and the wet protector underneath it, and voila, you immediately have fresh, dry bedding ready to go. You don't have to strip the entire crib, find a new sheet in the dark, and reset the whole mattress.
It turns a 10-minute wide-awake scramble into a 30-second swap.
Which preserves sanity. It really does. That insight alone is worth the price of admission. It completely changes the dynamic of those middle-of-the-night cleanups.
And, you know, if you're finding these distilled practical tips helpful, remember, this expert insight comes straight from the comprehensive PickCot ebook guides. We have gathered this knowledge specifically to simplify your parenting journey.
For even more great knowledge that's designed to simplify the overwhelming job of new parenthood, just visit www.pittcot.com. We really aim to give you the confidence that comes from expert-vetted information. Okay, let's talk clothing now, section three. This focus on safe dressing and those surprising aesthetic choices that actually make a difference.
For pajamas, again, the focus is on soft, breathable fabrics like cotton. The PickCot guides recommend layering up or down depending on the room temperature rather than trying to rely on one thick, heavy outfit. Think of it like dressing in layers for cold weather yourself. You add or remove a layer to fine-tune the temperature.
And what should we be looking for in terms of layering? Is like a standard onesie underneath a sleeper enough for a typical room?
Generally, yes. In that recommended 68 to 72 degree range, a onesie plus a cotton sleeper is usually perfect. The key is to feel the baby's chest and back. They should feel warm and dry, not clammy or sweaty. The guides call this the one-layer rule. They usually need one more light layer than you do if you're comfortable.
Right. And we need a quick, practical reminder here. Babies grow incredibly fast. The PickCot advice is pretty simple. Don't overstock on sizes.
Exactly. Less is more, both for your wallet and, you know, just practically. You will inevitably get several cute outfits that barely get worn before they're too small. Prioritize quality, breathability, and ease of use like two-way zippers over sheer quantity.
Now for the surprising practical tip about aesthetics, the color choice. I always thought classic white was the benchmark for, you know, baby cleanliness.
Well, PickCot actually calls white bedding a pain. And here's the unexpected practicality behind that statement. Every single little stain, every spit up, every minor leakage stands out dramatically on white, forcing you to change sheets constantly and just highlighting the mess.
So the sources are suggesting that colored or patterned sheets are the secret weapon here to hide the inevitable mess but still maintain a clean look.
They are. Going for soft pastels or cheerful prints doesn't compromise safety at all, but it makes those inevitable small stains way less visible. And maybe more importantly, Seeing cheerful colors during that relentless 3 a.m. feeding cycle can actually lift your mood as a parent. It's a small aesthetic benefit that provides enormous psychological relief when you are that sleep deprived.
That attention to parental well-being is a wonderful detail. But now we have to move on to the topic that rightfully strikes fear into the heart of every new parent, SIDs, or sudden infant death syndrome. We really need to address this directly, but also in an empowering way, just like the Pidcot guides do.
Acknowledging that fear is critical. But the guides empower parents by clarifying that they can proactively implement strategies to massively reduce the risk. Reducing the risk is fundamentally about keeping the baby's sleep space minimal, firm, and breathable.
It's empowering because while SIDs is mysterious, the risk reduction strategies are clear. They're actionable. The Pidcot guides distill this down into four essential, actionable rules that every parent should commit to memory.
Precisely. These rules are the absolute foundation of safe sleep.
Mm-hmm.
One, always place your baby on their back to sleep. This is the cornerstone. Always.
On their back. Got it.
Two, use a firm crib mattress with a tight-fitted sheet. We've already covered why firmness and that tight fit are non-negotiable. It ensures a stable, safe surface.
Okay, number three.
Number three, no loose bedding, toys, or soft objects anywhere in the sleep space. This includes any blankets, stuffed animals, positioners, anything. Yeah. A bare crib is the safest crib.
And the last one.
Four, keep the room at a comfy temp, no sweating allowed. This directly addresses that overheating risk factor we talked about earlier.
What's fascinating is that every single bedding choice we've discussed, ditching the pillow, avoiding bumpers, using light cotton, all of it feeds directly into these four safety rules.
They are completely interconnected. The goal is to prevent any form of obstruction or any environment that encourages the baby to fall into a deeper, less easily arousable sleep state. A hard, flat surface and proper airflow support the natural ability of the baby to breathe freely.
And this leads us to what the guides describe as the definitive solution for infant warmth in the crib. The sleep sack. It's presented as a true game changer.
Sleep sacks are absolutely essential. They solve the warmth problem without introducing the loose fabric risk. They're like wearable blankets, warm, safe, and they totally eliminate the worry of loose fabric, which violates rule number three. They zip up, they keep the baby cozy, and yet they're impossible for the baby to pull up over their face.
What about different climates? Do the Pidcot sources offer advice on choosing the right material for a sleep sack?
They do. They emphasize the importance of monitoring the TOG rating, that's thermal overall grade of the sleep sack. For example, a sleep sack with a lower TOG rating, like 0.5, is great for very warm rooms or summer. It's usually a thin cotton. A higher TOG rating, say 2.5 or 3.5, would be needed for a very cold room or winter, and that would be fleece or quilted cotton. This allows parents to precisely match the level of warmth to their specific environment, which perfectly adheres to that no sweating allowed rule.
That targeted, specific advice on the mechanics of safety is exactly what new parents need. We've moved from being overwhelmed by choice to having a simple, safe checklist.
Exactly. Let's just review the final summary points so you have that immediate actionable knowledge from the Pidcot guides ready to implement tonight. One, fitted sheets that stay put and hold the mattress firmly. Two, lightweight, breathable blankets or preferably sleep sacks. Three, a flat, firm mattress with no gaps around the edges. Four, no pillows, no stuffed animals or loose objects whatsoever in the sleep space. And five, simple, practical layers of clothing to prevent overheating.
So what does this all mean for the new parent who is exhausted and still navigating this new life? How do we synthesize all this information?
It means keep it simple, keep it safe, and trust your gut. No one knows your baby better than you. The sources assure us that newborn sleep is wobbly and routines take time. But the focus must remain on ensuring the baby's environment is optimized for warmth, safety, and feeling loved. When the environment is safe, your anxiety drops, and that maximizes the rest everyone receives.
And the provocative thought to leave you with, pulled from the heart of the Pidcot philosophy, is this. Don't let consumer culture dictate your safety priorities. Style and all that customization will come later. Your primary, most important goal right now is maximizing safety, which, counterintuitively, is the most direct way to maximize long-term rest for both your baby and for you. Start simple, stay safe. This deep dive into safe baby bedding was pulled straight from the best-selling Pidcot ebooks on our ebook store. You can visit www.pidcot.com/books to download them and access even more essential parenting knowledge that cuts through the noise.
We really encourage you to seek out these guides to simplify your journey. It lets you focus on the joy of parenthood, not the stress of indecision.
If you loved our show and found these safety insights valuable, please press the like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access this critical knowledge too.
We also request that you subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Thank you for being there with us. And for more resources on safe and confident parenting, visit www.pitcot.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.